Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This satsang, this Aspire radio program, is being recorded for Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2016. And I have chosen some very unusual questions. I often get these at this time of year, and I was actually, I had about 8 of these questions coming to me, and I thought, you know, people generally want a uplifting kind of message here on Christmas Eve, and well, they're not always uplifting. They're meaningful. And I'm trying to share with you some of the things that I deal with at hospice and some of the things I deal with in my counseling. And these little messages that I have received have come from people I do not know. Okay? So none of these people are anyone I've met. They all live far away out of state. And I'm going to just use their names. I don't even want to use where they are coming from. I just want to keep it kind of anonymous. But their Christmas messages are very interesting. And I hope that in some way this helps you. Loneliness is a really big problem. And as the baby boomers become older and older, those of us who are baby boomers, and those of us who do not have family or live far away from family, it causes a real issue because people don't generally deal with their loneliness. So I'm going to make this the Lonely Christmas from people that I've heard from in the last week or so, and I hope that this helps you. First one comes from a lady named Nancy out of state, and she wrote me, let's see, when did I get this? December 10th. I feel very lonely. I guess I'm a romantic at heart. I never had the right person ever come into my life. For years, I sought that right person, thinking they would be right around the corner, but they never showed up. Oh, I put up with a lot of different men and people in my life. I married a nice man, but he was not the man, the right man. Is my life going to be this way for the rest of my time here on earth? Do we ever find that right person? Here I am at Christmas, sitting here underneath a humble tree with a few presents from people that can remember me, and I'm lonely. Nancy, you, God bless you, you are with a lot of other people in this world. I don't know why you think there was a right person for you and that they never showed up. Typically, that right person can only be ourselves. And to hope for another person to come into your life and take away the pain and the sorrow is a very difficult thing, to say the least. I want you to understand something. Nobody is perfect. No one. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And whoever you were looking for in your romantic longings, there was no perfect person. There are the people that are there who are absolutely perfect. Perfect for me. Perfect for you. Yes, they have their flaws. Yes, they have their difficulties. But don't we? And doesn't everyone else? Now, I am sure that you have thought of all of this in your own way. I'm sure that nothing I'm saying here is new. And maybe there isn't anything new to say to you except here we are. In this moment, in this life together, you and I, you're with billions of other people. And yet how lonely we can be if we don't know what lives within us. You see, Nancy, if I live for my emotionality, if I'm only living to find that romantic person in my life, I will miss the people who came into my life for other reasons and deeper purposes. I will miss what it is to have a meaningful life, a life where there is something other than just the romantic aspect of it, adoring me, adoring you, telling us how wonderful we are, yada da yada da, keeping us company while we decline. Decline in so many ways, not just our bodies, but in our, well, in our state of consciousness, we start to diminish because we refuse to understand the light that lives within us. We're not here to take up these bodies and move along in this world and find a companion to get through this lifetime with. We're here in this lifetime to awaken. To awaken to things that live within us that are beyond the conceptual ideas that we have about what it means to have a mate, a child, a whatever, a family. These take up a lot of room and space inside our heads. And we don't do very well with all of this because most of the time we take these people for granted. I think your email is so very interesting, so very meaningful. You say you feel lonely. Deep in every one of us is a feeling of being lonely. Every single one of us, one way or another. There is no person who doesn't feel the pangs of loneliness in their life, one way or another. It's because we have deserted ourselves. We've abandoned love. And we abandon it for the sake of some kind of emotional gratification, some kind of romantic, as you say, picture in our head about what our life should be, how it could be, the way it could be. We want to be occupied by another person. And when we have this, and this person agrees with us or flatters us or gives us every gratification we could ever want or think of, we find ourselves living, well, very shallow existence. I know a lot of people who have been married a long time. And I'm going to tell you, Nancy, none of them are happy. I know a lot of people who have been married a very, very long time. And what they have is, well, maintenance. And they do maintenance with each other and call it a lifetime. It always amazes me, Nancy, the things that people like you and me can put up with. Things we can, you know, live with for the sake of not being alone. And it's very, very interesting to find out that those essences of living with another person in order not to be alone can be so important, and we never really question why we are the way we are, why we need to be alone, or why we are alone, or why we can't be alone. We never look at any of that. We just want the spaces filled up. Nancy, I don't know how old you are. I don't know anything about your life, your worldly life, but I do know about our lives and the lives that live within us. Don't squander your Christmas, your life, on feeling sorry for yourself. Do something beautiful this Christmas, if you can, and I don't know what your circumstances are. Do something loving. Give, share. Be in service to humankind in some way at this Christmas. Help your neighbor. Love your neighbor. Meditate. Forgive. There's many things you can do within yourself to change the way you live within your own being. And if you do any of those things, you will change the gestalt of your own life. Things will mean more to you. Life will mean more to you. Living will mean more to you. Everything will have its way of sharing with you as you give. I have found that no matter what I do, I can't help really anyone because everybody has their own idea of what would help them. And if they don't get it, then they don't think they've been helped. This is just rampant in human beings. But I have found this, that in helping others and serving others, something awakens in me. And if I can help a person for a little while, I do it. I go to hospice every week. I don't change anything with people. They're pretty set in their ways. By the time I get to them and I'm allowed to be in front of them, they're pretty much, well, fixed on the idea of dying and what their life was all about. And they don't want to hear anything else but their own ideas about their own life. They want to be told that they lived a good life and that they're good people and they're going to go to heaven or something. So you're not going to be able to help a lot of people in the sense of changing their whole existence and their whole life. But you really can change some very fundamental things within yourself. And should you do that, should you choose to do that, you could be very powerful to someone. You could show them the meaning of love. You could show them the meaning of your life. You could show them the meaning of their life by being kind to them. The greatest gift you could ever give anyone is the gift of love, of kindness, of touch. It's a very important thing. Nancy, I wish you at Christmas a beautiful one. One that is revealing, one that awakens, one that might bring you into kindness, beauty. Maybe something that would bring you into the joy of not the season, but of the heart. It's always about the heart. Please forgive me. Namaste. There are some things you wish you could give people. I always wish when I'm at hospice I could give them what they really needed. All I can do is point my finger at what they really need and help them a little bit along the way, but most people are not much interested in that. They're only interested in the bits and pieces of their own life. Second question comes from Kathleen. My children do not come anymore to see me. I'm kind of forgotten. Oh, I get the obligatory Mother's Day cards, etc. They live in New York. They're struggling with their own lives, and I understand that. So here I'm going to be at another Christmas alone again. What is life all about at the end? No one wants to come and see you. No one wants to see you die. What is it all about, Greg? Catherine, listen to me and try deeply to understand. There's no difference between now and when you were just born. There is no difference between now and your childhood, your adolescence. The body has changed. Oh, certainly that is so. But the one thing that has not changed is your heart. No, your human heart has changed greatly. I am sure it has gone through many a trial and tribulation. I am sure of that. But there is more to life than all of that. There is more to living than all of that. Your life is about how you overcame your human heart for the sake of the heart of love. And that's what our lives are all about. Here at Christmas time, a time when we are supposed to be, as it were, in the more idyllic way, looking at life as a form of love. We can look at our living in many different ways. We can think of our living as what we did and what we do. And that would be one form of it. But the deepest form, the most beautiful form, is transcending into the spiritual heart, awakening in that heart. Awakening to the heart of life as love is one of the bravest, most beautiful things a person can do. Awakening to the heart that lives within you opens up many doors. Your children are trying to survive. They're a product of their genetics, their DNA. They're a product of their culture, their society. They're a product of the pod that brought them into this world. They're a product of their generation. And then you and I, no, as Cahil Gibran said, we cannot enter into that. Not even in our dreams can we enter into that. So you have to love them enough to let them find their way. They're doing what they're doing, which makes sense to them. Sense is not always love. Sense is not always spiritual. Rarely is it. So they're doing what they're doing to survive and have a few good times after their survival. And that's as far as most people go. We live according to our senses. We live according to our emotionality. We live according to what we believe is right and wrong and good and bad. And hence we miss the beauty of what living is all about. You ask me, is this what life is all about at the end? Catherine, what makes you think this is the end? Oh, it might be the end of your time in your body, in the body you possess right now. I'll grant you that. But that doesn't mean it's the end. What was gained? What was realized in this life? What did you awaken to? What was most beautiful about your living? Were those moments where you had the gap, the pause between one thought and another? What happened to those moments of feeling the essence of life? Something happening that was out of the box. Something occurring that was beyond the ideas and ideals. Something beyond common thinking. Those moments that happened and were so transcendent. Everybody has a little moment of transcendence, just a brief one. Sometimes they miss what that's all about. They miss the meaning of it. They miss the beauty of it. But it's still there. And it's happening to you and me right now. There is no beginning. There is no end. We are here as something quite beautiful. We are the opportunity to live as a maturity, as a growth, as a growing. And this growing isn't mental or emotional. It is absolutely spiritual. It does not happen with concepts or beliefs or theories or any of that. It happens when we're not reluctant to let love live through us. What I ask myself, Catherine, at these times in my life is, what did I let live through me? What was most important about the beauty of my life? What did you do with your life? And what are you doing now with it? This is the essence of it all. And if you can come to that in your life, if you can come to that realization, you will find this a very beautiful Christmas. That it was always about love. Yes, the human failed here and there. It did. But that doesn't mean you failed. That doesn't mean you went wrong, or you are wrong, or you are evil, or anything like that. It simply means awaken. Live in the serendipity of it all. Everything is happening at once. It is all so beautiful. It is all so meaningful. Catherine, I wish you a beautiful Christmas. One where you feel the birth of something brand new within you. Ignore the body. Give thanks for it being in this world and all the things that you and I put it through. And just let love be the wings that you live by. And if you leave this body, let it be by the hand of love. Only love. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question from Robert. Greg, this will be my last Christmas. I always knew that it was lurking around the corner, even when I was a young man. And here I am with everyone gone and alone. I have no family. How do I experience this, my last Christmas? I feel so lost and alone, Robert. You are not lost. You are not alone. And while you may be leaving your body, you are not leaving the life. The life lives within you. It lives as you. Be not afraid. This whole life is about love. The world is about many different things. But life is about a very powerful love. And if you take that love with you inside, it is the only thing you can take with you through death. You will find on the other shore of your own soul, of your own being, that everything made sense. Everything was put together. Everything had purpose and meaning. Everything was significant. Everything. Words do not do life justice. Words do not do death justice either. We place ourselves in these conditions because this is what we do. This is the way we are. We had to incarnate into these bodies, and there is nothing wrong with that. It's just the way it is. So, celebrate it. Enjoy it. Don't let your misery, your self-imposed misery, make this experience of leaving your body ugly. It doesn't have to be. If you are sincere and if you are kind, if you pay attention, you will see much is happening. Thank you, Robert. Please forgive me. Namaste. I got to get out of here. I've run over a little bit. I hope this served you well. I'll have a special Christmas one for you tomorrow. Have a beautiful day. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.